Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, October 9th, 2012. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. I'm today going to talk about earnings reports, stocks, Apple, Facebook, what else? Politics, Mitt Romney, Barack Obama, Ryan, Biden. What else? I don't know. All that kind of stuff. You get the idea. And of course, I'm outside walking the puppy. Actually, she's a dog now, officially. Anyways, hey, well, today was kind of an ugly day, huh? The market, well, if you think about it over the past few weeks, it feels like we're kind of just meandering around here at the top, and then we pull back, and then we go back up, and then we fall back, and blah, blah, blah. But this time, it looks like some of the selling may have a little heavier volume, right? So, what's the reason du jour? Well, basically, there's been a lot of bad global economic forecasts come out, right? We saw it from the IMF yesterday, and then, we've also had, we're entering into third quarter earnings season, we did today, and the outlook is really negative. I mean, there is a lot of pessimism about stock earnings, right? So we'll get to that. We'll get to some of the earnings that came out today. And Hick, did you know that today is the fifth anniversary that the S&P 500 made its all-time high of 1565? That's right, 1565, 5 years ago. It's amazing. We always talk about March 9th, 2000, and or March 3rd, 2009 as being the bottom and how much the market's gone up since then. But, you know, it was just a couple years earlier that, hey, the market was at all-time highs. Anyways, so we got that to brag about, right? Yeah, reason du jour, International Money Fund, and global economic outlook, right? So, emotion's emotion, let's just jump right to that, the slope of hope. So, it came out yesterday that Japan, the Japan Central Bank, was going to start their own stimulus program, and, that kind of seems to be the kind of thing that's been juicing markets, right? The whole don't fight the Fed thing and don't fight the central bankers. So I would put that on the slope of hope, although some folks might say, hey, that just weakens their currency and maybe it strengthens ours, right? But I guess the whole world is racing to debase their currencies. The other thing is, last Friday we had the better-than-expected job numbers. The unemployment rate dipped down to 7.8%. And I know there's Jack Welch of GE, and or formerly of GE, and a lot of folks are talking about the numbers being doctored, not being real. And I'm not going to go with that conspiracy. I think they are what they are. I think most of the reason the job numbers are dropping has to do with the lower labor participation rate, because, the market, the unemployment rate was 8.3% just 60 days before, 2 months earlier. And to drop 0.5% when the total jobs created was, what, around 200,000? That seems a bit strange, right? So something else is going on. But I don't want to call it a conspiracy. It is what it is. Maybe they're trying to get the number under 8% for Obama, but I don't know if they could get away with it. Maybe they could. But anyway, so we'll just call that a slope of hope that the job market is improving. Although, some more bad news after hours earnings about that. But anyways, what is on the wall of worry? Global economic growth is seen to be slowing down. And then, as I mentioned, a weak third quarter earnings, at least anticipation of weak earnings. So you wonder, contrarian alert, is everyone expecting bad earnings in the third quarter? I mean, that's what it seems. Anyways, also some European issues, and that hasn't gone away either, right? Austerity, basically grappling with overspending, entitlement programs, high tax rates, riots in the street, all that stuff in Europe that's going on. And it hasn't gone away. It's been there for a while now. So we'll jump straight into Apple Computer. Apple, it's down more than 10% today from its recent record high over $700. It's at $635 and change today. And if you look at the stock, it basically looks like it's just kind of waterfalling down, just going straight down lately. And I guess it's not normal, or it is normal after a big run to have some kind of pullback. But, if you think about the percentage of the NDX of the NASDAQ that Apple represents. And it's going to be hard for those indexes to get a lot of traction if Apple's heading on a straight line down, right? Apple also has earnings next week, the October 18th. So I don't know what folks are expecting, but my thought is if the stock is tanking ahead of earnings, that's something to look at because there are long lines for the iPhone. Well, there have been lines for the iPhone, and there are a lot of demand. I mentioned that while you could get an iPhone, I'm hearing, different stories about there's still a line at some places and there's shortages in some places. Not around here, but... and mostly I've heard good things about the iPhone. Everybody seems to like it. They love the faster speed. And the one thing complaint I heard today is that the size of it, they kind of just elongated it. It's just stretched out a little bit. And folks said the one thing that they liked about the previous iPhone is that they could use it with one hand. They could hit all the buttons that they needed to. But now, it's a little tough to reach the upper buttons. So I thought that was an interesting comment. I hadn't heard that one before. Facebook. So, Facebook's got a like button, right? Well, they've been trying to figure out how to monetize their mobile application and their web application, get some dollars in. And so now they're going to introduce something called a want button. And this is where you can click the want button and you can flag images of products that you want to purchase. Stock's at $20.23. So that's kind of interesting, right? Pottery Barn, Victoria's Secret. They're currently testing out the feature. So if you want something, you just click it and it adds it to your list of things that you want to buy or have gifted to you or something. Energy. Hey, oil was up over 3% today. Why? Worries about supplies from the Middle East and the North Sea. Now, those are the kind of things that are pretty temporary, right? I don't know. It doesn't seem like those things impact the market for long. I live in California where we're now paying, I paid $4.69 today for regular. And, that's a whole barrel of fun, right? And they're blaming the refineries here that we're on our special summer blend. And Governor Jerry Brown has asked the EPA or CARB or whoever's in charge of that here to switch to our winter blend sooner, and apparently they've granted that request. So kind of interesting. You think they would do that if it was like Arnold Schwarzenegger asking right before an election? I don't know. You tell me. But anyway, so let's see. Benchmark crude again, $3.06. It's above $92, $92.39. And let's see, Brent crude is at $114.50, so it's up as well. So the North Sea oil, I guess there's some maintenance going on the oil rigs up there. That's the other issue. And the Middle East issue is the tensions between Turkey and Syria. There's always something in the Middle East. I mean, Turkey going to war with Syria wasn't one, I think, that was on anybody's radar list, but there it is. Companies in the news, you see Amazon. Amazon has added about 3,000 videos from Epics. I started the booze out talking about Netflix and why I would never own Netflix. And even though I missed a huge rally, and of course now the stocks come tumbling down, and every once in a while has a little rally, but there's competition out there for Netflix. And I think it's only going to get worse. And I would think that the bigger players, as they start entering the market, are eventually going to start nibbling away at Netflix's share. Although Netflix right now is a giant, I would say some of these other companies might have a better long-term prospects. We'll see. Right now, Netflix has 25 million subscribers in the United States, and Amazon Prime has somewhere between 3 to 4 million. And Amazon Prime Instant Video has about 25,000 titles to offer, while Netflix has about 50,000. So this deal with Epics for another 3,000 movies, 3,000 offerings, it's pretty good, right? So it's 3,000 more movies to the Amazon catalog. So there you go. Research in Motion, BlackBerry, right? They announced that there's some rumors that the launch of the next BlackBerry, the BlackBerry 10, Might be in the first quarter of 2013. So they keep pushing that date back and back. And tell you what, I don't think they're going to be around for much longer. We shall see. Who wants a BlackBerry phone anymore? Anyone? After hours, shares of Alcoa climbed higher. They lost $143 million compared to $172 million lost last year. But the estimate came in 3 cents above estimate. So they beat the number, right? Even though they're losing money, they beat the number. Yum Brands, that's Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, KFC, their shares jumped more than 4%. You know, they actually announced that things in China were going okay. So income for the third quarter rose 23%. So very strong sales and profit in all our divisions, including China. So there you go. People loving that in China. Let's see, Chevron. Chevron was down over 1% after hours today. Basically, they said they guided that their third quarter will be substantially lower than the previous quarter, and they report on November 2nd. So they got that out of the way, huh? We'll see what happens. Cummins, they dropped 5% after hours. They basically lowered their full year 2012 revenue outlook. They lowered it by $1 billion, from $18 billion to $17 billion. The sad news here is that the company, they expect to cut between 1,000 to 1,500 employees by the end of the year. So there you go. There's the job numbers. So, you know, we've seen this from other companies too recently, from Hewlett-Packard and some others, Bank of America, who are continuing to cut employees. And what did the job numbers say last week? Part-time employees. That's where we're adding jobs, right? Part-time employees. So in the news today in Europe, German Chancellor Angela Merkel was in Greece to talk about austerity demands, austerity measures, and there's all these kind of protests out there, right? There was not a warm reception. There's a lot of demonstrations in the street. So, you know, that issue is not over yet, right? It's continuing to go on. Wells Fargo is being sued by the United States, being accused of lying about the quality of its mortgages it handled under a federal housing program. So, that's not good, right? Wells Fargo was down about 2% today. Of course, they're probably not alone, just saying. But Wells Fargo. And they were the ones that were thought to be kind of clean, right? So in politics, looks like the presidential race has tightened a little bit after Mitt Romney's performance last week against Barack Obama in the debate. Thursday night we have Ryan and Biden going at each other. It's going to be interesting. It looks like it's going to be pretty close. You know, my thought is still that it's the entitlement generation. It's going to be hard to beat that. You know, as I think I predicted in the last audio boo, you know, the Obama campaign is basically out saying everything that Romney said is a lie, and I think that's their only comeback, because they haven't really had a lot of good news during his term to counter Romney's accusations. And anyways, I think the voters are onto that. I think they are seeing right through that, but I don't know if enough people are going to do that. We'll see. But at least it tightened up. It looks like it's going to be a race, and it looks like it's all going to come down to Ohio. So, you know, we could basically all just stay home on Election Day and just let Ohio figure it out, right? Because that looks like what it's coming down to. This day in history, I think I mentioned it earlier, is the fifth anniversary of the market's closing high, 1565. Wow. Like, when will we get there again, right? Let's see, on a personal note, it's, you know, there's like no wind tonight. No wind. I'm not wearing a sweater, and it's actually kind of warm. Walking the dog. A lot of people outside tonight. I don't like when it starts getting dark earlier, but that is what it is. Let's see, what else? Yeah, I've noticed, too, walking around, you know, how many people decorate their homes with Halloween lights. It's like Christmas, but it's Halloween. A lot of orange, a lot of green, a lot of scary monsters and tombstones in the yards. And that's something new. It seems to be kind of getting, well, over the last few years, more and more traction, right? People decorating for Halloween. And I think it's kind of cool. I kind of like it. Spiders everywhere. So there you go. So kind of enjoying that on my nightly walk. I should add in my portfolio, I really haven't done anything. I'm just kind of standing pat. You know, with the market correcting like this, I think I think I'm going to see what happens here. I think I mentioned earlier that my thought was, since I, you know, I thought I missed the whole sell in May. I think it ended early this year, as I mentioned back in June. That sometimes it ends earlier during the presidential election years, and it seemed like it did end in June. That since the market kind of came to new yearly highs, that I was really just going to wait out October and see how it goes, and then come up with a strategy, probably dollar cost average if it doesn't work out. But right now the market seems like it's kind of in correction mode. You know, volume's picking up on the selling, so you know, we'll see how bad this gets. I don't think it's going to get too bad, but there's a little bit of October left, so we shall see if selling May ends up being okay or not. I don't know. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.